splitting of the Fukushima derived radio cesium in the North Pacific Ocean and its adjacent seas in the past decade. In March and April 2011, a large amount of radio cesium was released into the atmosphere from the damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. The released radio cesium was deposited mainly on the land of Japan, North Pacific Ocean, Japan's Sea, and the Ohotsk Sea. Another main source is contaminated water discharged to the North Pacific from the plant. The oceanic radio cesium was dissolved in seawater immediately because of its solubility, and then transported along with seawater circulation in the surface layers. There's two large surface circulations in the North Pacific Ocean. One is the clockwise subtropical circulation in the south, and another is the anti-clockwise subarctic circulation in the north. Around 35 to 45 degree north between the two circulations, there's a strong eastward current. Because Fukushima locate at 37 degree north and 141 degree east, radio cesium directly discharged and atmospheric deposited on the coastal area of Fukushima was transported along with the eastward surface current in the mid-latitude from Japan to the North American continent. The core of the high radio cesium water plume in the surface mixed layer shallower than about 200 meter depth was observed at around the international dateline in summer 2012, 150 degree west in 2014, and the coastal area of North American continent in 2016. Subsequently, the main body of the water plume turned northward and then westward along with the anti-clockwise Alaska current in the Gulf of Alaska in 2017, and probably arrived at Bering Sea in 2018 or 2019. Furthermore, low concentration of Fukushima-derived radio cesium was observed in the Arctic Ocean in 2017. In March 2011, the radio cesium deposited on the just south of crucial extension around 35 degree north was penetrated to a few hundred meter depth due to the formation of the subtropical mud water. Consequently, it has been transported southward through the 200 meter to 400 meter subsurface depths along with a clockwise circulation of subtropical mud water and spread it over the northwestern subtropical area, East China Sea, and then Japan Sea. Another subsurface mud water, the central mud water, denser than the subtropical mud water, also has been conveyed the Fukushima-derived radio cesium southward. The decay-corrected inventory of Fukushima-derived radio cesium in the subarctic area was estimated to be 9 to 16 petabecquerel. In the subtropical area, the estimated inventory in the subtropical mud water was 4 to 6 petabecquerel. The inventory in the central mud water is unknown due to the lack of the observational data.